There you go. Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we will make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, why don't we go ahead and have some coffee? We'll pray and we'll get into Proverbs 27. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, we thank you so much for this day. Father, we thank you for the blessing it is to get to just sit at your feet, to learn from you. We thank you that you have loved us and have cared for us. We pray that we would follow after you this day. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Proverbs chapter 27, verses 8 through 16. Proverbs chapter 27, verses 8 through 16. Like a bird that wanders from his nest is a man who wanders from his place, from his home. If a bird leaves their nest, wanders away, what happens to the children in the nest? What happens to, well, not the children, the chicks in the nest? Well, they end up being in trouble, in danger, right? Same with dads. It is really dangerous for dads to be on the road all the time, away from their home and away from their family. Someone could come in, someone could rob and steal and hurt. And so, this is this idea of someone leaving their nest, a man who wanders from his place, from his abode, from his responsibilities. Be busy about the work of your home first. I know that this is a lesson to me. We've traveled way too much this past year, and I've been I like to go with my family wherever we go for this reason. But I need to be careful about how often I'm away from home. Verse 9, ointment and perfume delight the heart, and the sweetness of a man's friend gives delight by hearty counsel. Right? Ointment and perfume give a heart delight, especially in a Middle Eastern area, Near East, arid climate. This idea of ointment and perfume as healthiness and of caring for someone. Same when a dear friend gives a rebuke or wisdom to you, it gives hearty delight to your soul. Do you have a friend like that? Do you have someone in your life who will speak truth to you even when it hurts? Do you have a friend who will delight your soul by not hiding the hard things, but will be honest with you and get into the hard conversations? I hope you do. If you don't, I would encourage you to pray for that and go seek out someone like that in your life. Often you'll find them in a Bible study group or in a discipleship group or something like that. Go seek out that type of friend. Verse 10. Do not forsake your own friend or your father's friend, nor go to your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better is a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. Oh, hi, Daniel. Thank you. Do you want to do coffee and devotions?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Can you shut the door? And you can go. Daniel's going to join us for coffee and devotions. All right. Hey, all right, so we're at verse 10. You ready? So verse 10 says, do not forsake your own friend or your father's friend, nor go to your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better is a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. Do we have good neighbors?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do we have neighbors that will help when we need help?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what one of our neighbors did to our driveway this winter?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what they did? They brought a big tractor, and what did they do?
I know something.
What?
I pulled like someone out of the ditch.
Yeah, the tractors will. Did they pull Daddy out of the backyard with the bus?
Yes.
Yes.
And another time that was like a gray car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then Mr. Mark had to come with his big, huge tractor.
Yeah. Is it good to have good neighbors?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, verse 11. My son, maybe you should listen. My son, be wise and make my heart glad that I may answer him who reproaches me. My son, be wise, make my heart glad. Right? When somebody talks bad about, your son says such and such, your son does such and such, and I'm able to go, oh no, my Dan's a wise boy. He follows after the Lord. You can't reproach me because of my boys. That's what it's saying. How do you think that you can be wise?
By sheep.
Yeah, what is the beginning of wisdom?
The beginning of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You get wisdom from people.
Well, from people, but ultimately, where do we get wisdom from?
Someone who is one.
Where do we all?
Up.
We get wisdom from our Father in heaven. Uh-huh. For the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's no one like God. That's right. So where do
you? Not even you.
Oh no, God's way better than Daddy. So where can you go to get wisdom?
Oh, where do I go?
Do you want me to tell you?
Starts with a G, and it starts with a J.
It starts with a G and ends with a D. God, that's right. That's right. All right, let's read the next one. A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself. The simple pass on and are punished. You want to know what that means? That means if you see trouble coming, should you keep walking?
Should
you walk into trouble or should you, hold on, I'm not going there.
I'm walking the other way.
That's right. That's right.
If there's like fire in the front of the road, I'm going the different way.
Yeah. Now, what if somebody's house is on fire and you see somebody inside the house? Then might you be able to call the police or help?
I would have called the fireman.
That's right. You call 911. That's right. But this is saying if you see evil, so if you foresee like your friends doing something evil, should you go and do it with them or should you say, I'm not going to hang out with those friends?
I'm going the other way and pick a new friend.
Okay, good. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Verse 13. Take the garment of him who is surety for a stranger and hold it in pledge when he is surety for a seductress. Okay, so this is saying it's not good. It's not good to be responsible for somebody else's loan. And if you're silly enough to do that, you're silly enough to do it when they go and they
it's
doing like, it with bad people.
Kind of like you don't know what they're bad people, but you just hang out with them and you don't know that they're bad people. And if they get drunk, you know that they're bad people.
Yeah, but can you use a little bit of wisdom and just, I don't know you well enough yet.
Yeah. I just don't know your dad if he and I don't know
you. Yeah, I don't know you, I don't know your dad, so I'm not gonna get knee deep into your problems. Mm-hmm. Alright, let's go ahead and go into verse 14. He who blesses his friends with a loud voice rising early in the morning, it will be counted a curse to him.
A curse.
You know what that means? So if Daddy wakes up early in the morning and I haven't had my coffee and you come in and you start singing, let's say you start coming in and singing the Frozen song, and am I going to be happy? Yeah, I'm going to go back to bed. Right?
And if we talk, sing the Frozen song, then you just turn on a movie and we listen to it.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, I just need to wake up and maybe I'll put on a little YouTube video or something to let you guys let me wake up.
Yeah, like
right?
Wild Bats.
Yeah, and so the point is that he who blesses his friends with a loud voice rising early in the morning, that's just be quiet in the morning. That's what this is saying. Okay, you ready? Let's go ahead and do verse 15. 15 and 16 go together. Ready? A continual dripping on a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Whoever restrains the wind restrains her. Sorry. Whoever restrains her restrains the wind and grasps oil with his right hand. Okay. So this is talking about someone not like your mama, right? But are there some wives and moms that might just want to pick fights all the time?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You want to know what it's like to try to control them?
Oh, you know.
Oh, I know. Have you ever helped me change the oil in the car before?
Yep.
And have you ever gotten that oil on your hands?
Yep.
If I grabbed that oil and I poured it into your hands, could you grab it and try to stop it? Yeah. You can't.
Because it's oil.
Yeah. And
it
if
sleeps through any holes in your hands.
That's right. You can't do it. You can't control them. Same thing with a mommy or a daddy who just wants to be in a fight. You're not going to be able to control
them. God can do that.
That's right.
He can make us fly.
God could do anything according to His holy will. You're right. But specifically, can God stop a mommy who's got a fighting heart?
Yes.
Can God stop daddy's fighting heart?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You ready to... Go ahead. You can say the last thing.
And it can't stop your angry heart that is like so harsh that you can punch through a wall.
Yeah, God can even stop an angry heart that's that mad, can't He?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like mommy when she was so angry that she was about to punch the wall.
Yeah, that was, mommy was really mad that time. Yeah, sometimes, and that wasn't even mad at any of you all. That was just mad at the circumstance. But yeah, we don't need to air mommy's dirty laundry.
Yeah,
all right, we're gonna end this before Daniel talks about all of our dirty laundry. But yeah, mommy was really mad that day. We all get really mad, don't we? But can God calm our heart?
Yes.
Can He give us peace?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can't be perfect.
We can't be perfect, that's right. But do we strive to be like Jesus?
Uh-huh. Right. And every day, it can't be perfect, like the whole day.
Well, yeah, but you've been so good that there's been days where I haven't had to discipline you at all. Are those good days?
Yes, but yes. I have been fighting.
Yeah, we got to work on that today, don't we?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank You so much for this day. We thank You that You can control our spirits, that Your word can instruct us. Lord, we pray that You would give us wisdom and let us walk it. In Jesus' name, amen. Daniel, thank you for being honest today. You guys just got a little window into what it's like to do coffee and devotions with a boy who takes it and drives it home. Well, I hope that you rest in Jesus Christ today. I do pray that the Spirit of God will arrest your heart and you'll walk in His ways. And we'll see you tomorrow. You want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye.